Well, good morning to everyone. In 1974, Linda Ronstadt released a song entitled, You're No Good. This song got a tremendous amount of airplay on the radio and eventually hit number one on the charts. It was a song about a couple's breakup, and their chorus was repeated over and over again in the song. The chorus went like this, You're no good, you're no good. You're no good. Baby, you're no good. And then she said, I'm going to say it again. You're no good. You're no good. You're no good. Baby, you're no good. Now, you may ask why in the world I'm bringing up a song which was released over 48 years ago. Let me tell you a little story. Back in 1975, I was working for a small company in East Texas. Myself and an older co-worker of mine, by the name of Bob, had the radio on at work, and this song, You're No Good, came on. When the song came on, I turned up the volume loud because I really liked the song at the time. While the volume was way up, the thundering chorus, You're No Good, You're No Good, repeated several times. All at once, my co-worker Bob, who was normally a very mild-mannered individual, shouted out, Turn that off. I have been told I'm no good so much I'm sick and tired of it. At that time, you have to understand, both Bob and I attended a church congregation of a very legalistic denomination. Bob had been a member of this legalistic denomination for decades. And he had been bombarded with this idea that he was no good for many, many years, and it had taken a toll on his soul, on his psyche. That denomination, even though they would never admit it publicly, projected a belief that you were saved by works and not grace. That denomination has no real understanding of God's grace. But friends, the Apostle Paul declared in Ephesians 2 that, quote, By grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Brethren, avoid falling into the trap that you are never going to be, quote, good enough, because you're not. The prophet Isaiah called our righteousness filthy rags. So, brethren, always remember, God's grace is a gift, and you cannot earn it. You can only accept it. But also remember this, it is the righteousness of Jesus Christ living in us that makes us right with God. Amen.